AM Jackson, W266 DR Waukesha, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by Staples.
I'm Monica Ricks in New York. The head of Maui's emergency management is defending his decision not to activate warning sirens for wildfires. CBS's Jonathan Vigliotti asked him,
"Do you regret not sounding the sirens?"
I do not.
He was fired over it, and now wildfires have killed 111 people and reduced the island to ashes. Governor Josh Green.
I can tell you it's going to be a long and costly recovery, but much of that work will be done here with our local people. That's going to be another priority for us, using local contractors to the best of our ability so that people who need jobs can get them.
Storms are causing damage in North Carolina.
Schools are closed in Durham for a second straight day as tens of thousands remained without power after strong storms Tuesday.
It's miserable. I'm missing my electric right now, and we do not know how long before it comes on.
A 78-year-old woman was killed when a tree fell on her SUV. There was widespread damage across the Raleigh-Durham area. Jim Crisula, CBS News, Greensboro, North Carolina.
California is bracing for Tropical Storm Hillary. It's strengthening off the coast of Mexico now, and forecasters say it could become a major hurricane by later tonight. In L.A., there's a new task force to tackle flash mob robberies. Mayor Karen Bass.
To Angelenos, our message is clear. Those who commit these crimes will be caught. They will be held accountable, and we will work to address this issue.
Thieves are stealing hundreds of thousands of dollars worth of stuff from malls. Former President Trump's allies on Capitol Hill are pushing back on potential prison time ahead of any upcoming trials. CBS's Scott McFarlane.
Congress calls it the power of the purse. Several Trump allies are now supporting bills to strip federal funding from special counsel Jack Smith, including from Jack Smith's paycheck. Democrats blast the plan, saying they're doomed to fail and that they're nakedly partisan. But a third proposal to add this language to congressional spending bills under negotiation could derail fragile talks to avert a shutdown.
Plea deals may be in the works now for the masterminds of 9/11.
The deals could mean they never face the death penalty, but the cases of Khalid Sheikh Mohammed and four others have been held up for years. One of the issues has been their interrogation under torture. The families of 9/11 victims have been notified the talks are underway, but even still, no deal may ever be reached. All four were sent to Guantanamo in 2006.
That is CBS's Cammy McCormick reporting. The spotted lantern fly could go after vineyards. Brian Eschenar is an insect expert at Cornell.
They don't like to stay in just one plant. They have a broad palate, and they can feed on over 100 different plant species.
Growers don't want to use too many pesticides either. This is CBS News.
Staples stores provide innovative products and services for small business, remote workers and learners, even teachers and parents. Explore more at your local Staples store.
You're listening to a radio station that's part of the Civic Media Network. Find more at civicmedia.us.
With news on WAUK The Shaw, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. The entire area is expected to experience several days of Canadian wildfire smoke and haze, leading to that air quality alert running through Monday morning. If living along the Great Lake is appealing, an option is coming soon to Oak Creek. Nate Wegehopt has more.
A Milwaukee real estate company is putting up 28 townhomes at its Lakeshore Commons project in Oak Creek. The four rent townhomes are part of a larger 66-acre redevelopment. The city of Oak Creek contributed about $1 million in tax incremental financing to the project, which also includes the development of apartments and expanded public parkland along Lake Michigan.
Milwaukee's streetcar has maintained steady growth in ridership. The hop provided more than 65,000 rides last month, a significant rise from June's 50,000 rides. With news on WAUK The Shaw, I'm Stuart J. Waddles.
Hi, this is Lindsay Kynard at 540 AM and 101.1 FM WAUK The Shaw. Here are upcoming events happening in the area.
Running through Sunday, it's the Kenosha County Fair. Enjoy entertainment, exhibits, and activities for the whole family. Tickets at KenoshaCOFair.com. Starting on Thursday, running through the weekend at the Summerfest grounds, enjoy 4 days of music, food, and culture at Milwaukee's Irish Fest. IrishFest.com for more details. The Zoo a la Carte is back through this weekend at the Milwaukee County Zoo. Check out a variety of cuisines and sweet treats, plus live music throughout the grounds. Learn more at milwaukeezoo.org. This Saturday, the Oconomowoc Festival of the Arts hosts their annual outdoor art festival at beautiful Fowler Park from 10 a.m. till 5 p.m. And make sure to check out the Summer Patio Music Series on Sunday from 3 until 6 p.m. at the Great Lakes Distillery in Milwaukee.
If you have an event you'd like us to share, let me know. Email me, Lindsay Kiner, at info@civicmedia.us.
The Todd Alba Show.
I see the silhouette of Todd Alba, who still hasn't figured out that maybe a TV person could help, you know, set this whole thing up.
For whatever reason, yeah. StreamYard's video is just deciding that the room is too bright.
When has Todd Alba been accused of being too bright? I mean, really there. I'm like, where's Aaron with the rim shot?
The Todd Alba Show. Weekday afternoons from 1 till 3 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Pursuing the truth wherever it may lead. The Todd Alba Show. Weekday afternoons from 1 till 3. Join the conversation. Get involved. The Todd Alba Show on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Talking on all political subjects and taking on all callers, this is Matt Flynn Direct with your host, Matt Flynn.
Welcome to Matt Flynn Direct, coming to you statewide on Civic Media. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. No subject is off limits. All points of view are welcome. And remember, you're not woke if you don't know history. You're not woke unless and until you know history. You're going right to the front lines of history in the making. Start out with some good news. We have baseball tickets. We have baseball tickets. Minnesota Twins game. It's coming Tuesday. Opening pitch, 7:10 p.m. Baseball tickets. Remember something. Remember that you can listen live to every Brewer game. First of all, in our flagship station, Oshkosh Support. Oshkosh Support, flagship station in the Fox Valley. 98.3 FM and 1100 AM. Flagship Brewer station in the Fox Valley, Pacific Media. You can also hear it, listen to it live on WRCE, News from the Center, from Richland Center, 107.7 FM, 1450 AM. But call Calvin right away if you want some tickets Tuesday night. Plenty of tickets, 844-967-2789. Milwaukee Brewers, pennant contenders, they're playing well. Best seats in the house. See this, fastballs coming right down the pipe. Quite frankly, my favorite sport because I played it all through Little League, Pony League, high school, and went out for the freshman team in college as well. Didn't make the varsity there, but it's a great sport. All right, let's get right to it. Let's get right to a lot of developments. Let's get right to Donald Trump. Right now, authorities have publicly worried about the safety of the Atlanta grand jurors and also the safety of witnesses and the safety of judges because of Donald Trump. Let's burrow right into it. In Georgia, unlike a lot of states, the grand jurors' names are made public. The idea is transparency, which is great. Transparent, know who decided to indict you. What they did not contemplate is that you'd have crooked Donald Trump, a violent individual, encouraging his supporters to commit violence on anybody who opposes him. I don't know if those grand jurors have been given security. I know witnesses have been given security. I know Cassidy Hutchinson had to leave her home and no one knows her location and she's being protected. I know that Shay Moss and Ruby Freeman down there they lost their business. They had a little business making leather purses, lost their business, got death threats and had to get rid of their house and move out of town. Well, it was yesterday there was a death threat against Judge Tanya Chutkan. Judge Chutkan is a very, very good judge. She's presiding over the Washington, D.C. case. And she's moderate. She's fairly moderate. She did not give Jack Smith, the prosecutor, everything he wanted. But in any event, a 43-year-old woman from Texas, Abigail Jo Schrey, Abigail Jo Schrey of Alvin, Texas, threatened to kill Tanya Chutkan, called her up, used the N-word against her, racial slur, and then said, quote, you are in our sights. We are coming to kill you. She's been arrested. Trump does this. Trump gins up less sophisticated people who are inclined to kill and basically gets them thrown in jail, but also threatens judges, witnesses, and jurors. January 6th, he lathered those people up. He told them to come to Washington. It was a big deal. Save the date. They came. A lot had weapons. And he said, when somebody said, well, we should make him go through a metal detector, he said, no, no, they're not here to shoot me. Oh, really? So who are they there to shoot? Well, they're there to hang Mike Pence. They were out to beat Nancy Pelosi to death. Oh, Nancy. Oh, Nancy. Remember that? Over 1,000 of them have been prosecuted. Some of them have gotten long jail terms. He leaves bodies in his wake. Now this 43-year-old woman, Abigail Jo Schrey of Alvin, Texas, is going to prison. Why? Because Trump immediately attacked Tanya Chutkan, even after he was told not to make inflammatory statements. And he said, quote, she is biased and unfair. She obviously wants me behind bars. He shot his mouth off. And as a result, Abigail Jo Schrey is going to prison. He doesn't care. He doesn't care. He also attacked Jack Smith, called him a low-life prosecutor deranged, a low-life prosecutor deranged. He attacked a witness in front of the grand jury in Atlanta, Jeff Duncan, a former lieutenant governor, said Jeff Duncan should not testify. That's a sign to his Proud Boy types and his Oath Keeper types. Let's go after this guy. Names him by name. If this were any other defendant, I'll tell you from my experience, his bail would be revoked. But by the way, Trump is out on bail. I don't know if you realize that. He's out on bail in Atlanta. He's out on bail in Florida, and he's out on bail in New York. And he's out on bail in Washington, D.C. He's out on bail in four jurisdictions. And this is a guy who opposed bail. Remember, there shouldn't be bail. I agree. There shouldn't be any bail. Should go back into prison. But they say, oh, well, the Secret Service won't permit it. Who guard him? Well, there's nothing in the Constitution that says he deserves protection at all. That's by statute. Number one. Number two, the Secret Service is under the jurisdiction of the Attorney General and the President and is paid by the United States. If they are given orders to turn him over to jail, they will. Now, when he shows up there again, what are the logistics of that? You put him in an isolated jail cell, like in solitary, and you have three or four Secret Service agents in cots around him taking turns. So he isn't murdered by inmates. This guy has got to keep his mouth shut. He is endangering people's lives. Going over the lines. Wisco Paul, my friend. Thanks for calling. What's your mind today, Wisco Paul? Wisco Paul, my friend. Thanks for calling.
Hey there, Paul. Thanks for taking my call, Matt. I'm here. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can. Mm-hmm.
Oh, okay. Well, thanks for taking my call, by the way. I have to get this off my chest right away. We need two political parties in this country. I mean, that's the bottom line. You need choice. But the current GOP have lost their way. You need to tell people, hey, we do not believe in threatening judges, jurors, election people, and this death threat, because there's some unstable people out there, and that was proven on January 6th. And if you don't want to do that as a Republican Party, form another party or something. I mean, this is out of control, Matt. And if you keep going in this direction, you will get people hurt or killed. And think of the money that's going to cost us taxpayers also to protect all these people. It just shouldn't be happening, Matt. I don't know how history is going to write this, what's going on, but it, I'm an older gentleman. I'm a little younger than you. I've never seen nothing like this in my lifetime. I hope I never see nothing like it again. This is just way too far. But before I get too crazed up here or wound up here, thanks for taking my call, Matt. Bye.
Yeah, that's an excellent call, Paul. And you know something, that's from the heart, and it's coming from my heart as well. Let me tell you something. In the past, there have been very contentious elections. There really were. The 1960 election, that was Kennedy and Nixon. There were elections, plenty of elections, where there were very, very strong feelings and hard feelings. But we have never had anybody in the past, ever had anybody in the past, who has, in what he thinks is a sly, oblique way, threatened the lives of witnesses, judges, and jurors. Never. And Paul is exactly right. Gene of Eau Claire, my friend, thank you for calling. Gene, what's in your mind today?
Well, we need more of you, Matt, educating the public, because the public is not educated. They're still getting false information. But I really want to recommend something so people can see this with their own eyes and hear with their own ears. There was something published on The Beat by Ari Melber, and you can go to YouTube, and the title of it is See Trump Bet Roger Stone Pushing Elector Plot on Tape. And it's a Beat exclusive, and you just type that in, and you can see and hear that this thing began in probably about December, before the election was even called. It was a couple days, November 5th. And it's on tape where Roger Stone was identifying states to have fake electors, and in the states that were run by Republicans, like our state of Wisconsin. People need to wake up in the state of Wisconsin, because we have bad guys that continue to cause difficulties in our state. Robin Voss, Fitzgerald, the ones that are in the Congress that are Republican. This is my opinion, but God darn it, the evidence is mounting up. So people, educate yourself. Listen to Matt. Listen to the guys that know the stuff that you can trust. Thank you, Matt, and keep up the great work.
Thank you, Gene. That's very Gene, repeat that thing that they should go on YouTube. Can you repeat it? Oh. Are you still there?
Yes,
okay,
I am.
You're not. Okay, say it again, that they should go. What should they Google? Go ahead.
Okay. What I've gone to is YouTube, but you can Google it too. But YouTube, it's easy for people, older people like me, that don't have all those things. Okay, what you see is Ari Melber, The Beat. It's an exclusive. The title is See Trump Vet Roger Stone Pushing Elector Plot on Tape. You got to see
Great.
It in here.
Yeah.
Thank
Great.
You.
Gene, thank you very much. Now, I see a couple more people on the line. I'm going to get to you immediately after the break. I got to go to a break. The lines are open, 844-967-2789. I will take you right away after the break. Do not hang up.
Go tell that long-tongued liar. Go and tell that midnight rider. Tell the rambler, the gambler, the backbiter. Tell him that God's gonna cut you down. Tell him that God's gonna cut you down. Tell him that God's gonna cut you down.
If you care about animals or crops, you probably care how the weather could impact both.
It's summer in Wisconsin, and the success of your efforts often depends on knowing the forecast. Count on your local Civic Media weather team for all the information you need.
Crops roots are also growing deeper in search for water, which is bad news, because when rain finally falls, it will sit shallow and be absorbed in the top layers of the soil.
Your weather and more for your part of Wisconsin.
On your local Civic Media radio station and streaming on the app.
When you're high, you feel different.
You think different, you talk different, you draw different, you listen to music different, but you probably knew that. Problem is, you also drive different, and not in a good way. That's why driving high is illegal everywhere. So if you're high, just don't drive. Make a plan to get a sober ride. Because if you feel different, you drive different. Brought to you by NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow.
I have Corrine Hendrickson, part of the Wisconsin Early Childhood Action Needed group.
The Joint Finance Committee, again in the middle of the night, took that out and said, well, hey, you have all this money coming from the federal government. Why don't you use that to create this program? Well, guess what? We proved it worked. Wages went up $2 an hour. There actually are a couple extra childcare businesses open now than there were about a year ago, and that's going to stop. Just Monday, we lost two.
Weekday morning, 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Here's your updated forecast on the Shaw. Mainly clear tonight with the lows around 53. Northwest winds 5 to 10 miles an hour. Mainly sunny skies again tomorrow. Highs level off around 76. Lows dip down to about 57 tomorrow night. Mainly clear skies. Mainly sunny skies Saturday with daytime highs approaching 83. 90 Sunday. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Derek Height. Currently, it's 70 degrees.
Waukesha, home of Les Paul, our awesome farmers market, and the Shaw. 540 AM and 101.1 FM, WAUK.
Welcome back to Matt Flynn Direct. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. I'm going to go right to the lines, take you in order. Do not hang up. We're going to start with Bill of Oconomowoc, my friend. Thanks for calling. Bill, what's in your mind today?
Good afternoon, Matt. Say, with Trump coming under scrutiny now and going to court, we got to really be prepared. And here's what we got to be prepared for. These domestic terrorists that support them, the co-conspirators, will try and defund, will try to distract, they'll try to do anything to keep that guy from going to court. Because if he does, they know collectively they're all finished. They're all going to tumble. So when they talk about pardoning, when they talk about a way to let him off, when they talk especially about letting him run for president, we have to come up against him and say, no, the Constitution, the 14th Amendment, Section 3, specifically states an act of terrorism, you're not allowed to be involved politically. We got to start supporting the Constitution, because if we don't, and this guy slips through, we're in trouble.
Excellent call, Bill. I agree with you 100%. Thank you for calling, as always. Bob of Madison, my friend. You're next. What's your mind today, Bob?
I've got the three major causes of the destruction of American democracy. First one would be the Reagan tax cuts. The middle class has never recovered. 60% cut for the middle, for the rich, and only 15% for the middle class. That disaster stays with us. The second one would be telling lies, 30,000 lies, and propaganda being routinized has developed this cults instead of parties. And third, gerrymandering, which means there is no democracy in many of our states, including Wisconsin at the legislative level. So those are the big three, I think. You know, we've got too many solid red states, and there's no debate. And without a common reference, too many lies, the gerrymandering, the lies, and then favoring the rich are right. the three biggest problems.
Bob, I agree, certainly agree with you on the gerrymandering and on Trump's lies. The Trump's lies, I've never seen a candidate before or a president before. There's the violence, but there's also the pervasive mendacity, the pervasive lying. On every little fact, there's nothing he says when he opens his mouth that you can trust or believe, even though he was the president, now he's running again. That and the gerrymandering, which has really imposed commie government on the states that have it, and that our state's one of them. Voss is now speaker, and he has a veto-proof majority in the Senate, and he's two seats shy of a veto-proof majority in the Assembly, he doesn't get 50% of the vote. That's commie government. And what they've done is they put cancer in our water, destroyed our great university system, and they are relentlessly attacking our liberties. Thank you very much for calling. Dick of Madison, my friend, you're next. What's on your mind today, Dick?
Well, first of all, Matt, everybody today is just so spot on. Another thing I see as a problem personally is some of these people that should know better that run interference for them. I'm reading an article yesterday about some gal that worked in the Justice Department, and she says in this article in the New York Times, well, it would be wrong to say that there's a precedence for these exact circumstances because there isn't one because we've never seen these circumstances. Well, I don't really truly care. Why don't we set a precedence? How does one get set in the first place if you never do it?
Right. We have a guy, Trump, who was president, and even when he was president, now he is a candidate, is encouraging violence against judges, witnesses, and jurors, and healthcare officials, and election officials. And he continuously lies. The American people have got to see that. They've got to bust through that and recognize that. The Republican Party, we do need, Paul Wisco, Paul said it right. We need two parties. We need a center-right party and a center-left party. We don't have a center-right party anymore. They have imposed commie government and violence on us, and people in that party, and there are plenty of them, Adam Kinzinger, Liz Cheney, all of the Republicans who stood up to Trump on the attempt to steal the election, they're good people. They've got to regain control of their party. Mark from the SAC, my friend, thank you for calling. Mark, what's in your mind today?
Yeah, Trump is constantly engaged in stochastic terrorism. I mean, as well as many of his allies are engaged in, and they do it, you know, kind of sideways. But I mean, it's terroristic acts are included. They're encouraging terroristic acts, and this nonsense of the fake electors. Oh, they were fooled by their lawyers. Blah blah blah. Well, no. If a clear reading of the Constitution says that the fake electors should not have happened. I mean, what it says in the Constitution is we, the electorate, select the electors, and that's how it's supposed to be, and they violated that. And I frankly wonder how many of the people on the Supreme Court, the conservatives, actually were in on the deal and wanted to do it. And but for Brian Hagedorn doing the right thing,
right,
the fake electors in Wisconsin would have had a leg to stand on, and they really shouldn't in the first place. I mean, that is just a... I don't know.
No, you're right. Listen, Mark, it was 4-3. Three Republican justices voted not to certify Joe Biden, even though he won by more than 20,000 votes. And there were audits up the wazoo. In fact, Trump paid for an audit in Milwaukee and Dane County, which is where he lost big, but he lost elsewhere as well. And Biden gained votes. He gained a couple hundred votes in that re-audit. Three justices violated their oaths, in my opinion. One of them saw the handwriting on the wall, did not run for re-election, and that's how we elected Janet Protasiewicz. But there are two others up there. They're not up for election right now, but when they are, keep that in mind. There is no way they should be re-elected. There's no way they should be allowed to continue to attack and try to destroy our democracy. We're going to a break. The lines are open, 844-967-2789. A lot more back after the break.
Whether you're heading down Les Paul Parkway or fighting traffic on the interstates, this is The Shaw, 540 AM and 101.1 FM, WAUK.
CBS News Brief. Maui's Emergency Management Administrator Herman Andaya says he doesn't regret keeping warning sirens silent as wildfires spread.
There are no sirens, Mauka, or on the mountainside where the fire was spreading down. So even if we sounded the siren, it would not have saved those people on the mountainside.
The wildfires have killed 111 people. Andaya has since been fired. Meantime, thousands are leaving their homes in Canada. CBS's Jennifer Kuiper.
Residents of Yellowknife, one of the largest cities in Canada's far north, must evacuate by noon Friday as wildfires advance from the west.
About 200 fires are burning in the region. Average mortgage rates jumped this week to levels not seen since 2001. Bank Rates' Mark Hamrick tells us that's bad news for prospective homebuyers.
Mortgage rates reaching the highest level in 22 years. The bank rate average for the 30-year fixed-rate mortgage came in at 7.31%.
CBS News Brief. I'm Monica Ricks.
Your home for local news, weather, and sports across the airwaves and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
With news on WAUK The Shaw, I'm Stuart J. Wattles. Your basement might have gotten wet, but the heavy downpour Monday did help improve the dryness problem in the area. The drought monitor has been updated.
Some slight improvements in the drought conditions in southeastern parts of the state after soaking rains fell into Milwaukee and Madison areas earlier this week. This shrunk the extreme drought region by a third. Still, over 78% of the state remains in a drought, though, down from 82% last week. Conditions got a little worse into the Northwoods in Ashland and Iron counties. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot, Civic Media News.
The search for a missing Cudahy man has come to a sad end. Police say 42-year-old David Alley has been found deceased. No further details about the discovery are available. He was last seen near St. Luke's in July. With news on WAUK The Shaw, I'm Stuart J. Wattles.
Don't let biased algorithms or degree screens or exclusive professional networks or stereotypes. Don't let anything keep you from discovering the half of the workforce who are stars. Workers skilled through alternative routes rather than a bachelor's degree. It's time to tear the paper ceiling and see the stars beyond it. Find out how you can make stars part of your talent strategy at tearthepaperceiling.org. Brought to you by Opportunity at Work and the Ad Council.
The RPG came through the belly of the aircraft. We don't talk about the female combat wounded. These are our daughters and our sisters and our mothers. Wounded Warrior Project came into my life and taught me how to stand back up and get back in the fight.
The truth is, I think we all have this strength inside of us, but until you're tested, you just don't know it's there.
See how Wounded Warrior Project empowers women veterans like Beth by visiting woundedwarriorproject.org/empowerwomenvets.
Hey everybody, how we doing? I'm Charlie Behrens, inviting you to join me Saturdays and or Sundays at noon. It's a horse apiece, whatever you decide. We're doing the Cripes Cast, where we talk to people for and or from the Midwest, and it's more fun than a six-pack of Jolly Good. Okay, the pride of Random Lake, that Jolly Good is. Anyway, it's on your Civic Media station and the Civic Media app. And do me a favor, yeah, tell your folks I says hi. Okay, real good.
Thank you for listening to your local Civic Media radio station on air. Now join us anytime by finding and following our Twitter, Facebook, or Instagram pages. You'll also find social media links for your favorite shows and hosts on our website, civicmedia.us.
Welcome back to Matt Flynn Direct. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. Before I get to the next segment, I want to mention something, and this is something where I call balls and strikes on both sides, and it doesn't give me any pleasure to say this, but there is a state representative named Ryan Clancy, who represents the east side of Milwaukee, and so he represents the area that I live in. In a Facebook posting in an exchange, he said, quote, cop jobs have neither dignity nor value, i.e. police officer jobs have neither dignity nor value. That is false. It's very hurtful. He is a socialist. There's a socialist caucus, but he runs as a Democrat on the Democratic ticket. There's a socialist caucus. It has only two people in it. Clancy, who represents the east side of Milwaukee, and a fellow who represents Shorewood. These are two of the higher income areas in the state. It's absurd to have a socialist caucus representing two of the higher income areas of the state. This is Bree Chablis and Lexis Socialism. My message, and Clancy is my representative, but to Ryan Clancy, apologize immediately for those remarks. Meet with police officers, get an understanding of how difficult their jobs are and how important and vital they are to our community. If you do not do that, you should resign from the assembly. I want to get back to Trump. I want to get back to Trump. There is a very dangerous circumstance that is starting to come together in the Congress. I want to let you know about it. There are three different efforts in Congress right now to defund Jack Smith and his investigation, to cut his paycheck. Some of them want to eliminate his paycheck, and they want to eliminate any investigators, any money for his investigation, or the prosecution of the case in front of Tanya Chutkan. Now, let me tell you the real danger there. The Republican Party will do virtually anything to injure the United States if they think in the process it injures Joe Biden so they can get back in office. Virtually anything. But they're not stupid. And the average Republican, if he tried to do something like that, knows that he'd be in jeopardy in his reelection. So it's not going to pass. But why are they doing it? They're doing it because there are a number of them, perhaps 30 of them, who have now said, if you don't defund Jack Smith and take away his paycheck and take away money for the prosecution of this criminal case against Trump, we will not vote for any money for the entire U.S. government in the September 30 budget negotiations. Okay, I want to review the bidding on that one. It's very, very important. September 30 is the end of the budget year. Starting October 1, there is no money authorized by Congress to fund anything in the entire federal government. To continue to fund the entire federal government requires 12 bills. They've been drafted. They've been proposed. One of them has passed. One. 11 have not. And the Congress has gone on vacation till September 12th. When they come back, they'll have 18 days to pass the other 11 bills. They're not going to do it. They're not going to do it. Now, when they don't do it, there is a thing called a continuing resolution where they all get together, voice vote, and say, all right, let's keep the government open. I mean, if you can imagine, this is how we run our government. Let's keep the government open at current spending levels. That ain't great. There is inflation and so forth, but still, you get the government going. They are now saying that if Biden doesn't agree to take away Jack Smith's salary and the money for his staff, investigators, and other lawyers to prosecute Trump, they won't even vote for a continuing resolution. And some of them, which would also derail this, have said this: we are not going to permit disaster relief for Hawaii and Vermont because they're blue states. They've done this before. When John Boehner was the speaker, believe it or not, remember Hurricane Sandy out in New Jersey and New York? The Republicans wouldn't vote for disaster relief. They'll only vote for it for Texas, Louisiana, and red states. What Boehner did was he got Democrats to go along with some of the Republicans, and they voted for it as a coalition Congress. As a result, there were people in his caucus, in the Republican caucus, who wanted to get rid of him. He was tired of the fighting. He said, the hell with it. He retired. Paul Ryan took over. Paul Ryan, by the way, went to college at Miami of Ohio, and when he was in college was an aide, a volunteer to John Boehner, believe it or not, who was an Ohio congressman. Then he went on to be the speaker. He tried to do the same thing, and they got after him too. There is a thing called the discharge petition. Discharge petition permits the minority party to say, even though Kevin McCarthy and the Republicans want to shut down the government, we have 213 Democrats who want to continue with a budget. And we have found five Republicans who will join us and demand that it be discharged for vote. There's one fly in the ointment. Where are the five Republicans? You'd think that in this state, the people who bray about somehow being moderates, like Gallagher of Green Bay and Stile of Janesville, you think they'd say, well, we'll be two of them. There are five in New York who claim they're moderates. Republicans. There are five Republicans in California who claim they're moderates. You think among them, there are five total, a couple from each state, who would say, well, what the hell? We will agree that the United States should keep running and not let Russia go into Eastern Europe and Ukraine, not let China go into the entire South China Sea. They're now building airstrips on islands that are claimed by Taiwan and the Philippines. Yeah, let's pay our Justice Department. What the heck? Yeah, let's pay our Treasury Department. Right. How about our Attorney General? Yeah, maybe that's not a bad idea. Do you realize the degradation in the Republican Party? Do you realize the degradation in the Republican Party? Do you realize the servility in the Republican Party to Donald Trump? Because Donald Trump is pushing this. Do you realize the degradation and servility of the entire Congress, Senate, and House by enacting rules that are not contemplated by the Constitution? The Senate is still letting Tommy Tuberville stop the confirmation of a general to head the Army, an admiral to head the Navy, and a general to head the Marines. They are permitting Rand Paul to block ambassadors, as he did with Niger, and an Islamic coup occurred. The pro-Western president is under arrest and under trial. And these people are running around waving Russian flags, and I mean that, in Niger, and they are Islamic terrorists. Because Rand Paul said he hadn't been given COVID info, which was false. Rand Paul was lying. Then Rand Paul said it wasn't clear to me that I could make that information public. And once again, he was lying. There was no prohibition. He was doing anything he wanted with it. You must understand something. You must understand something. Rand Paul, Tommy Tuberville, and there are others in the House. There's Marjorie Taylor Greene, Lauren Boebert, who have intimidated Kevin McCarthy. Will deliberately injure. They will slash the wrists of our country. They will do it. They are full of self-hatred and hatred of the United States. They are doing this right now. And the rest of the government has passed rules that violate the Constitution. There's nothing in the Constitution that permits the Senate to say that one guy, one sociopath, can shut down our military and shut down our State Department. There is nothing in the Constitution that says that a handful of one party can prevent a budget from even being voted on by the entire House. Do you see what I mean? Does that make sense? It should make sense because that's what the Constitution would say, and yet they're getting away with it. Why are the congressmen and the senators so chicken? If you called Ron Johnson and said, we should have had an ambassador to Niger about 2 weeks before the Islamic coup. We should have an admiral in charge of the Navy. We should have generals in charge of the Army and the Marine Corps. You'll get a recording that goes, My name is Ron Johnson. I come from Wisconsin. I work for Moscow there. You call Tammy Baldwin's office and say we should have an admiral and the head of the Navy. We should have a general and the head of the Army, another one the head of the Marine Corps. You will get that I virtue signaled on abortion and LGBT issues, and I passed a resolution bipartisan with Marco Rubio that says that we support our military. That's what you get. Why do you get that? In the Senate, you get that, and that's true of all 99 senators other than Tuberville, or 98 other than Rand Paul, because the vanity of being in the most exclusive club in the world is somehow stroked by saying to one another as they bow to one another in monarchical fashion, sir, you can shut down the government if you so choose. And in the House of Representatives, these clowns are not even normal looking. Lauren Boebert, Marjorie Taylor Greene, Paul Gosar, Jim Jordan, Matt Gaetz, these are not normal people. Remember something. Kevin McCarthy said that the Russians were paying Congressman Rohrabacher from California and Donald Trump. He had it on tape, and then he lied and said, I didn't say it. They said, well, there's the tape. Was that Photoshopped, sound shop? And he walked away. If Russia or Saudi Arabia bribes one senator, they can shut down and delay our government for a long time, including our military, including what's now a coup, an Islamic coup, that are waving Russian flags in Niger. That can spread. That is spreading. That is spreading. The vanity of the Senate is violating the Constitution. The pusillanimity, i.e. the cowardice of the members of the House of Representatives, is shutting down our country. Today is August 17. September 30, we have no money. Yes, Janet Yellen can do tricks for a little while, not too long. But the Chinese are looking at this. Islamic terrorists are looking at this. Russia is looking at this. And the Republican Party is betraying our country, and the Democratic Party in the Congress is standing by and not doing a damn thing about it. Very angry about this. This has got to be understood. When you have people in the House of Representatives who say they won't provide disaster relief for Hawaii and Vermont because they're blue states, and we are not going to fund Jack Smith in the investigation unless Biden agrees to all of that, we're not giving you any money. That's what's happening in the United States. That has never happened in the United States, except 1861. Abraham Lincoln took care of business, but he had a lot of support. Right now, the country is divided. That's why it's essential that everybody out there listening to this take this in mind when you vote. We're going to a break. Lines are open, 844-967-2789. A lot more back after the break.
Direct from the Dairy States, it's Sharp Cheddar Weekends, a 3-hour block of Wisconsin-produced radio, Saturdays and Sundays from 11 a.m. till 2 p.m., featuring Raised in Wisco with Joel Clayfish and Danielle Fairman, The Cripes Cast with Charlie Behrens, and Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger, Gilbert Brown. You can enjoy it by the slice or enjoy the whole darn thing. Sharp Cheddar Weekends is radio so fresh, it squeaks. Listen in on the Civic Media station or on the app. As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bry.
And apparently, Maggie Dawn, big Newton lover of the Maggie Dawn Show.
I was so offended, Jane. You know how much I love and admire you. You're like my freaking radio hero. And then to hear you bash my Newton.
It's still bad.
You want the cakey part cakey. You want the jammy part jammy. That is like bringing me back.
As Goes Wisconsin with host Kristen Bry. Weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bry.
When you want something so badly, what you're able to justify and rationalize
guys and get over. So I would say there's not a non-zero chance.
But what record would she run on? Foxconn?
I mean, what did she run on for governor? Probably the same thing.
I just remember her warning about people will be marrying coffee tables if once gay marriage is allowed. So I'd like her to run just so I can ask her how many of those weddings she's been to.
As Goes Wisconsin with host Kristen Brock. Weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Here's your updated forecast on the Shaw. Mainly clear skies tonight with a low of 53. Winds out of the northwest, 5 to 10 miles an hour. Mainly sunny skies and calm tomorrow. Highs level off around 76. Mainly clear tomorrow night. Lows level off around 57. Dry and warmer Saturday and Sunday with highs from the low 80s to the upper 80s. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Eric Height. Currently, it's 70 degrees.
Broadcasting to Waukesha at 101.1 FM.
Broadcasting to Southeast Wisconsin at 540 AM.
This is The Shaw, WAUK.
Welcome back to Matt Flynn Direct. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. A memo got leaked from the DeSantis campaign. That's unbelievable. Remember, there's going to be a debate next week. There's going to be a debate next week. We are going to be broadcasting Civic Media from a location right near the debate. And keep them honest, which won't be, actually will be very difficult with this crowd. Here's what the memo says. I couldn't believe it myself. I don't know what kind of a staff this guy has. Here is the debate prep memo from DeSantis' staff to DeSantis for next week. And this assumes that Trump will not be there because he's already said it's unlikely he'll be there. He's out on bail in four jurisdictions. He opposes bail, of course, like Republicans. Kind of hard to explain why he opposes bail, but he's out on bail from four jurisdictions. If he were consistent, he'd check himself into prison right now. Here is the advice from DeSantis's campaign geniuses. A, defend Trump against attacks by Chris Christie. Well, great. You're going to defend the guy who's 30 points ahead of you in the Republican polls. B, this is unbelievable. Attack Vivek Ramaswamy and call him fake. Take a sledgehammer to him. Fake Vivek or Vivek the fake. Look. I have a sense of humor. It's pretty thin right now with the Republicans. Vivek Ramaswamy is a very wealthy guy who doesn't have a snowball's chance in hell of being a nominee for president of the United States. He's running basically for commerce secretary. All of these people, you got to understand something. When they say they're running for president, they're just trying to get attention so maybe they get a job. Vivek Ramaswamy is a Hindu gentleman. I have great respect for his religion. I have no respect at all for his positions. He's a right-wing son of a gun and thinks the United States should have voting only started at age 25. But do you really think the Proud Boys and the Oath Keepers and the crowd that tried to murder people, in fact, five people died, beat cops, they're going to vote for this guy? You know they're not. And DeSantis is doing this so he can slyly and obliquely look like he's attacking an Asian guy. I mean, that's really what's going on here. It gets worse. He said, here is what you should say. You should say, fake Vivek or Vivek the fake. And then you should say, Trump is, if your name is mentioned, Trump isn't here. So let's just leave him alone. He's too weak to defend himself. We're all running against him. I don't think we want to join forces with someone on the stage like Chris Christie, who's auditioning for a show on MSNBC. I'm going to sit there watching this debate and think, I want to hear if DeSantis is dumb enough to actually say some of this stuff. Then it says, unbelievable, blast Joe Biden and the press 3 to 5 times and give a positive vision for the country 2 to 3 times. Now, you may think I'm kidding. I'm not kidding. I'm reading from the memo. Blast Joe Biden and the press 3 to 5 times and give a positive mission, a positive vision for the country 2 to 3 times. Hey, guy, how about the other way around? How about you think Abraham Lincoln had to have a memo that said give a positive vision for the country 2 to 3 times? The most amazing thing, and it's sad in a way, but funny in a way, too, it says, make mention of a, quote, personal anecdote, end quote, or, quote, story about your family, children, and or your wife, Casey, while, quote, this is in quotes, showing emotion, end quote. When a guy's running for president, and he has to be told in a memo by a campaign aide that you should, quote, show emotion, end quote, about, quote, your wife, Casey, end quote, or, quote, about your family or children, end quote. That's a very sad thing. This is a very sad memo. And when you're sitting there listening to this, if you, in fact, do listen to any of it, if you listen to any of this, keep in mind that this is what the campaign memo said, and keep in mind whether or not this guy says these things. I think it's going to be hard for him not to say something like it, because this is his staff, and frankly, he's sort of adrift. His campaign is adrift. Right now, there was a poll in New Hampshire that showed him 1 point behind Christie in New Hampshire. Now, admittedly, they were both in single digits. In that poll, Christie was at 9%. DeSantis was at 8%. Trump was up around 40%. At some point, people in this country, Republicans in this country, and I think it's starting to penetrate to independents, you cannot continue to be supporting in a Republican primary a guy who espouses violence and a guy who lies all the time. That you can't do. A guy who has praised Putin, said that Putin is a genius because for, quote, a few dollars in sanctions, he got all that real estate in Ukraine, who attacks NATO and who will pull us out of NATO and pull out any support for Ukraine and let the Russians go into Eastern Europe. There is a line that can't be crossed, and that is a line that should not be crossed. I'll tell you something else. Trump has now been privately advised by lawyers, quote, whatever you do, do not hold that press conference on Monday. What are they talking about? The press conference, Trump shut his mouth off after the Atlanta indictment, and he said in a lot, in some bold letters with some of these words, quote, I am going to hold a press conference on Monday, and I am going to reveal a large, complex, but irrefutable report in caps, how these charges are false and they must be dismissed immediately in caps. What his lawyers are afraid of, and he's very capable of this, is he'll shoot his mouth off at this thing and it'll be evidence in the trial against him. He will admit to certain things and claim that they're not unlawful, but he'll be admitting to the facts. Remember, there were 161 overt acts. He'll go through them. I am betting that he is not going to show up. His hide will not be seen. His hide will not be seen on Monday, but stay tuned. We're coming to the end of the show. Great show. Great callers, as always. Matt Flynn Direct will be back same time, same place tomorrow. Stand by for another great show. Diamond Crude, Devil's Advocate. Matt Flynn Direct is signing off for now.
Hey, this is Matt from Design Garden. Remember when the internet was new? Back then you had to leave your house to start a business. Companies used to pay programmers bags of cash to get online. Now, small businesses can get online with a Facebook business page or Squarespace, or Google My Business, or WordPress? But which tools should you use? Can you afford to go down the wrong path? Design Garden uses modern tools to build your website the right way. Find us online at design.garden. Again, that's design.garden.
You are never far away from your favorite local radio station. We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app, and we invite you to get social with us by following our network's Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook pages. Want even more? CivicMedia.us.
You're listening to The Shaw. WAUK 540 AM Jackson. W266 DR Waukesha. And always streaming on the Civic Media app.